Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. If I have an exam that starts before Asr and ends after the time of Asr, and I can't leave the hall to pray when it's time for the prayer, can I combine Dhuhr and Asr at the time of Dhuhr? Then a similar question was answered by Shaykh al-Allama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, and he responded by saying that al-jam' bayna as-salatayn, joining two prayers, which it is permissible to combine them if there is a need to do so, hunaka haja da'iya ila dhalik, then it is permissible under such circumstances. So it's allowed for an individual to combine al-dhuhr and al-asr, taqdeeman, meaning at the time of dhuhr, or ta'khiran, or at the time of asr. And likewise, it's permissible if there is a haja, a strong need to do so. It is permissible to join al-maghrib with al-isha, either at the time of al-maghrib, taqdeeman, or at the time of al-isha, ta'khiran. Naam. And the basis for this position of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, and others from the scholars who are living and the scholars who have passed, is the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find in the authentic hadith, barakallahu fikum, that, and the hadith is in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as narrated by Ibn Abbas, jama'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam bayna al-dhuhri wal-asri wal-maghribi wal-isha bil-madinati fi ghayri khawfin wal-matar. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he combined al-dhuhr and al-asr, and likewise he combined maghrib with al-isha in Medina, and there was no fear and there was no rain. And when Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked, why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do this? He responded, he said, kay la yuhrija ummata. He did not want to place difficulty upon his nation sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the scholars of the past, naam, from them, Ash-Shawkani rahimahullah ta'ala, they said that this is allowed if there is a necessity or a strong need to do so, bishart, with the condition, an la yutakhadha dhalika aada, that this is not taken as a habit or a common practice, with the condition this is not allowed to be taken as a habit or a common practice. Wallahu a'lam wa jazakumullahu khayra.